A reading from the book of Sirach. Now I will praise those godly men, our ancestors, each in his own time. But of others there is no memory, for when they ceased. And they are as though they had not lived, they and their children after them. Yet these also were godly men, whose virtues have not been forgotten. Their wealth remains in their families, their heritage with their descendants. Though God's covenant with them, through God's covenant with them, their family endures, their posterity for their sake. And for all time, their progeny will endure. Their glory will never be blotted out. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord takes delight in his people. The Lord takes delight in his people. Sing to the Lord a new song of praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad in their maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their king. The Lord takes delight in his people. Let them praise his name in the festive dance. Let them sing praise to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord loves his people, and he adores the lowly with victory. The Lord takes delight in his people. Let the faithful exult in glory. Let them sing for joy upon their couches. Let the high praises of God be in their throats. This is the glory of all his faithful. Alleluia. The Lord takes delight in his people. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple area. He looked around at everything, and since it was already late, went out to Bethany with the 12. The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing from a distance a fig tree in leaf, he went over to it to see if he could find anything on it. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves. It was not the time for figs. And he said to it in reply, "May no one ever eat of your fruit again." And his disciples heard it. They came to Jerusalem, and on entering the temple area, he began to drive out those selling and buying there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. He did not permit anyone to carry anything through the temple area. Then he taught them this. Then he taught them, saying, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples'? But you have made it a den of thieves." The chief priests and the scribes came to hear of it and were seeking a way to put him to death. Yet they feared him, because the whole crowd was astonished at his teaching. When evening came, they went out of the city. Early in the morning, as they were walking around, they saw the fig tree withered to its roots. Peter replied, remembered, and said, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered." And Jesus said to them in reply, "Have faith in God. Amen, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be lifted up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it shall be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, all that you ask for in prayer, believe that you will receive it, and it shall be yours. When you stand to pray, forgive anyone against whom you have a grievance, so that your heavenly Father may in turn forgive you your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord. So last night, as I was meditating on this reading, there's just too much to even begin to talk about. I could give at least six homilies here. Do you want them? No, we'll give you one. And it comes down to the one that affects most of us on our daily lives, huh? About the thing, when you come to pray, forgive anyone, forgive anyone, forgive anyone. And so, isn't it interesting? It's not just forgive anybody, but when you come to pray, forgive anyone. Because always when we go to pray, if you're like me, we're always asking God to forgive us, huh? Always, always. "Lord, you got to have mercy on me. I'm a sinner." "Oh, do I know it," he says. But then he says that so when you come into my presence and pray, you must forgive everybody else. And then I'll forgive you. It's just that simple. So do we obey Jesus when he tells us these things? Or do we just dismiss him? "I don't believe that." Well, believe it, not believe it to your own peril. Jesus, who is God, says, when we pray, forgive everyone. So let's do it. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray. We pray as all.